Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Houston, we have a problem.
The name's Bond.
James Bond.
Welcome to Time to Clap. Let us have thought about issues raised by movies.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
Why so serious?
Go ahead. Make my day.
Time to Clap is a radio program where our team is debating about a famous movie, recent or not. And for our first show, we have chosen to deal with The Truman Show, still in connection with the news even years after its release. Because spoilers are legion, you should watch the movie before listening to us. Each time, new guests will share their point of view. Today, Cyril will take pleasure to talk about what is going wrong in this movie. How are you, Cyril?
Hey everyone, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation. I'm sure it will be very constructive to debate with your team.
That's sure. Everybody is ready? Alexia Qinghuai?
Of course.
Locked and loaded.
Great! Oh, have you seen the time? It's time to clap.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
We're going to share our opinion about The Truman Show because we feel involved in this film, which makes us think about the society we live in and the way people think. It is disturbing to suppose that people could really have no ethic problem when watching somebody's life 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. This film is a good opportunity to think about the perversion of reality TV, voyeurism, and other questions. During this program, we are going to deal with the problem of simulated reality and reality TV, advertising and conditioning, the position and the responsibility of the spectators and the actors, and that of the creator.
The Truman Show was directed by Peter Weir, director of Witness, and it was written by Andrew Niccol, who directed Gattaca. The Truman Show is a 1998 American satirical comedy drama. It stars Jim Carrey, Ed Harris, who played Christoph, the director of the show, and Laura Linney, Truman's wife, Meryl.
Comments are still headed.
What else is on?
Yeah, let's do what else.
Coming to you now from the largest studio ever constructed, it's The Truman Show!
Yeah!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What if?
No scripts, no cue cards.
Morning, Spencer!
How's it going?
What if you were watched every moment of your life?
How many cameras you got there in that town?
5,000.
I believe Truman is the first child to have been legally adopted by a corporation.
That's correct.
Brilliant.
What if everyone you knew was pretending?
Hi, honey. Look what I got at the checkout. Dishwasher safe.
That's amazing.
What if your world was make-believe?
Cue the sun. While the world he inhabits is counterfeit.
I'm not allowed to talk to you.
That's how I look. Not your type.
There's nothing fake about Truman himself.
What if you didn't know it until now?
A lot of strange things have been happening.
Stand by ring cam.
Is he looking at us?
Does he think he knows?
I think I'm mixed up in something.
Something big.
Oh. We accept the reality with which we're presented.
Everybody's pretending, Truman. Get out of here. Come and find me.
Truman?
Truman!
Truman!
Anything happen?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You may find yourself in another part of the world.
It's like the whole world revolves around me. Everybody seems to be in on it.
I'm going away for a while.
You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. You may ask yourself, how did I get here?
I'm not in on it, Truman, because the last thing that I would ever do is lie to you.
Fade up music. That's our hero shot. He's gone. Find him.
Truman, where are you going?
You can do it.
How do we stop him?
Give me some lightning.
Is that the best you can do?
Cut transmission.
I like your pen. I was wondering that myself.
Jim Carrey. The Truman Show. Watch what happens.
Yeah! I'm Truman!
The Truman Show reminds us of famous dystopian works like 1984 and Big Brother by George Orwell and Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. Besides, the slogan of the movie is "The Truman Show the World is Watching," which reminds us of Big Brother is Watching You. The movie deals with individual freedom, fight against controlled and supervised life, safe routine.
I would like to start with the choice of the main actor, Jim Carrey. As usual, he's acting very well. Despite the serious and critical side, the film is also a comedy. Everyone knows the facial expressions of Jim Carrey. But the movie is also thought-provoking. The comedy part allows us to have a lighter reflection. That's why we forgive some exaggerated scenes.
It's not so simple. I think the main actor is the biggest weak point of the movie, although it is its main strength too. Okay, he's touching. Okay, he plays his character very well. But Jim Carrey will always be Jim Carrey, with his funny faces and the way he acts exaggerates his feelings or expressions. This is a Jim Carrey touch, but he seems to have difficulties to break away with this part of himself, and it can be irritating in that kind of movie. Here, we want to see Truman Burbank, not Ace Ventura.
Let me get you some help, Truman. You're not well.
Why do you want to have a baby with me? You can't stand me.
That's not true. Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mococo drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua, no artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
What the hell does this have to do with anything? Tell me what's happening!
Well, you're having a nervous breakdown. That's what's happening.
You're part of this, aren't you?
Ruin! Meryl! You are scaring me!
No. You're scaring me, Meryl. What are you gonna do? Dice me? Slice me or peel me? There's so many choices!
No! Do something!
Well, we just listened an extract which perfectly illustrates the product placement. We are in the age of media, connecting people in different parts of the world. But globalization can also mean manipulation. So this film brings up a contradictory question. Does it open or close our eyes?
This is a critical point and it is very important in the movie. The marketing side is very present. When the actors present beer, cocoa and cooking utensils for product placement, they forget about Truman because they are talking to the spectator. This situation is completely artificial and Truman starts being suspicious. Product placement scenes feel particularly awkward and out of place in the story, and their irrelevance is suddenly obvious to the spectator. That's why we realize how intrusive marketing can be. By pushing perversion to its limits, the movie brings a critical perspective on current TV shows like Koh-Lanta, Secret Story, and others.
You are right. Besides the marketing part, we can also study the psychological part of television viewers and stars. The reality TV show satisfies humans' curiosity, brings us a new way of amusement. But at the same time, it becomes a way to escape reality and makes people feel lonely and depressed.
Yes, indeed. And we can wonder how spectators can waste so much time watching Truman's ordinary and routine life. What interest is there? Is it a way for spectators to deny their own life? We notice they always watch the show, whether at home or at work.
Some people just get addicted to it. It's for a reason. By turning Truman into a TV reality star, seen by thousands of spectators, he's deprived of his privacy and his right to lead a normal life. Now, let's go deeper in the analysis of the Truman Show.
While everything is going well, come a disrupting event. It is disrupting for the TV show and it becomes a true lunch for Truman. It is the appearance of a new impulse represented by Sylvia's character. From this meeting, Truman will have gradual doubts its reality. In this way, the movie demonstrates the impossible total control of men. Because Truman is driven by love, he overcomes his fears, his condition, and breaks his shackles. we notice Truman's search of reality follows the first step of Plato's cave.
Angèle, you're right, it's a good point to compare the end of the movie with Plato's cave. Let me tell you about this allegory, which portrays men who are imprisoned in a cave without sun and light and just see shadows and hear echoes. When one of them is released, he discovers reality, but it is not his reality. To go back to the film, it's the same situation, but in this case, we don't know how Truman will react to this new world. Besides, it's the speech of the director. He says to Truman that he knows his world, but it suggests he will be lost in the real world.
Here we have two different possible readings. First, Truman's reaction in the new world is not important, because the aim of the story was to overcome his condition and fears. Second, the director uses doubt and fear of the unknown again to dissuade Truman to leave. It is a desperate attempt because we know love has already triumphed. I think we just can talk about the steps of discovering Truman's reality. When Truman leaves the show, he leaves the cave. The end of the story is that the man who was conditioned and who has never known anything else than what he has always experienced aspires to something else driven by a pulse, curiosity and love, to overcome his condition and become free. The director of the TV show is a powerful god who can choose Truman's destiny. But the end of the movie prizes freedom of thought and decision. On the other hand, the film is a comedy, a satirical movie. Truman finally considers the masquerade with irony. His farewell to the creator and the TV show is dramatic. He declaims his daily phrase, "In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening and good night." He laughs and curtsies in front of a speechless director.
I know you better than you know yourself.
I never had a camera in my head.
You're afraid. That's why you can't leave. It's okay, Truman. I understand. I have been watching you your whole life. I was watching when you were born. I was watching when you took your first step. I watched you on your first day of school. The episode when you lost your first tooth. You can't leave, Truman.
Please, God.
You belong here.
You can do it.
With me. Talk to me. Say something. Well, say something, goddammit! You're on television! You're live to the whole world!
In case I don't see ya. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
This final scene, where Truman discovers the way out of his artificial world, could be very interesting to analyze in particular. But to talk about it in a few words, this scene is the climax of the adventure, the moment when Truman will free himself. The creator finally appears, talks directly to Truman, and attempts to keep him in the show where everything is safe and supervised. Meanwhile, in front of her TV set, the woman he loves asks him to make the right decision and step in reality.
Here's a news flash just in. An aircraft in trouble began shedding parts as it flew over Sea Haven just a few moments ago.
Oh.
Wow, luckily no one was hurt. But hey, how do you feel today?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You thinking of flying somewhere?
Nope.
Oh, good. This is Classical Fly with Classical Drive, so why don't you forget about the perils of flying? Settle back and let this music calm you down.
Dog fancy, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's not to disturb you, but personally, I'd like to know what happens after the end of the movie. Because if I recap, Truman lives a peaceful place where everyone protected him since his childhood, and he has no idea of what the real world is truly made of. It's time for him to discover human decadence, violence, individualism, and to be used as a commercial object by journalists, producers, and to be harassed by all his millions of fans. Just like in every movie, the morality is good, the reality is not.
You raise a good point. The world of Truman is a miniature of our world, but it's a utopia controlled by the director. It's a world with no pain and no disaster. Local news always told them they live in a wonderful world. Other parts of the world are terrible. Just don't try to take a risk to discover them. Truman was conditioned in his childhood to have a phobia of water. The objective was to discourage him from getting out of the island. For example, when Truman tried to escape from his world by crossing the sea on a boat, the director makes him think bad of his father, who died in a storm. He uses Truman's fear by creating a fake storm to hold him back. Can you imagine it? Truman is ordered to be an honest citizen. In some way, it refers to our lives. All information is controlled by media and political leaders. Sometimes, people are not allowed to know the truth of what happened around them. It's a way to create a utopia.
Finally, just because I like to kibble, allow me to list a few funny details of the movie. The movie takes place in a dome large enough to house an entire city. Okay. Where does Truman come from? Answer. He was a child taken away from his parents and placed inside a giant TV show to be manipulated by a director during his whole life against his will, only to create audience and generate money. And all of this is legal? The whole planet is watching the same TV show? Seriously? But, fortunately, The Truman Show is one of the magical movies that generates the magical answer. You know, that answer given by a fan when you tell him the list of all the bad points. He will just answer you, yes? So what? And you're trapped.
Well, for me there is no difference between a private life and a public life. My life is my life, is The Truman Show. The Truman Show is a lifestyle. It's a noble life. It is a truly blessed life.
It's all true. It's all real. Nothing here is fake. Nothing you see on this show is fake. It's merely controlled.
As we can see, even 15 years after its release, The Truman Show still has an impact on us. Nowadays, TV reality is stronger than ever on TV. A concept like the one of this movie doesn't seem unbelievable for today's way of life, where sometimes reality overtakes fiction and can cause tragedies. Technically speaking, this movie is still a good entertainment and is always both funny and touching, one of the best roles of Jim Carrey. If the subject attracts you, we can recommend you other movies on the same theme, Hunger Games in a kind more recent and more teenager, or the episode 15 Million Merits from the series Black Mirror, showing us a world lead by TV shows.
Dear listeners, we hope you had pleasure to follow us during this program, and that we tempt you to discover or rediscover this film. Cyril, thank you for your presence and your participation.
You're welcome, it was a real pleasure.
Next time we will talk about another famous movie, Forrest Gump. Thanks everyone for your attention. Don't hesitate to give us your opinion on enjoyshareandlearnenglish.com and Twitter with the hashtag ESLClap. And don't forget to go to the theater. See you soon.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
This program has been directed by Alexia Benarous, Angèle Keniec, Ching Hoi Ma, with the collaboration of Cyril Castera and Cécile Boré's support.